This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org, and today I want to introduce to you St. Peter O. On November 8th each year, the Church remembers this great martyr of China who lived from 1768 to 1814. He was born into a non-Christian family in the Guizhou province of China. A husband and businessman, he was respected for his personal warmth and the sense of justice he had, especially for the poor. In fact, this defense of the poor and the oppressed made him notable in his region. Some people were put off by his really outspoken nature, by his loyalty to Christianity in a region of China that was very traditionalist, adherent to a very traditional local religion. He became one of the first converts to Christianity after missionaries arrived in his region. He took the name Peter at his baptism. He enthusiastically threw out his household idols and taught Jesus to anyone who came to stay in the guest house, the inn, the little hotel that he owned. Peter eventually became a recognized lay leader of the Christian community and worked as a catechist for the missionaries in Sichuan, instructing more than 600 people in the Christian faith. He was arrested on April 3rd, 1814, during one of the frequent periods of persecution in modern China. Although he was tortured in an effort to make him deny his faith, he continued to minister to other imprisoned Christians and even led prayer services in the prison cells. He was condemned to death for refusing to step on a crucifix. He was strangled on November 7th, 1814, and was canonized with many other martyrs of China in 2000. On that occasion, at the canonization mass, Pope St. John Paul II began by saying, "Your word is truth. Sanctify us in your love." This invocation, continued the Holy Father, an echo of Christ's prayer to the Father after the Last Supper, seems to rise from the host of saints and blesseds whom the Spirit of God continues to raise up in his church from generation to generation. So even now, even in this look at modern history in China, we see these great men and women called to holiness. Just before he died, St. Peter wrote a letter to his wife in prison, and in that letter he said to her, "Be loyal to the Lord, accept his will." His dying words were, "Heaven, heaven, my true home." May we, like St. Peter, arrive at our true home.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org. where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Pope Francis has appointed an Italian nun as number two of the governorate of the Vatican City State. Pope Francis appointed Sister Raffaella Petrini as Secretary General of the governorate of Vatican City State on November 4th. He tapped a layman for the post of Deputy Secretary General. Born in 1969, the Franciscan nun is a specialist in the social doctrine of the Church. Her doctorate in the social sciences is from the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas, that is the Angelicum, and she has a master's in organizational behavior from the Barney School of Business at the University of Hartford, Connecticut. She thus becomes the number two of the governorate of Vatican City, an organ in charge of exercising executive power within the smallest state in the world. Since 2005, Sister has worked for the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. The post of Secretary General has been vacant since the appointment of Bishop Fernando Vergez Alzaga as president of the governorate last October. As indicated by the statutes of the governorate, which were amended in 2018 by Pope Francis, the Secretary General is appointed for 5 years and replaces the president in the event of his absence or incapacity. Recently, Pope Francis has appointed several women to positions in the Curia. For example, on August 26th, he appointed Sister Alessandra Smerilli as the interim secretary of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. Last February, Sister Natalie Burkhardt was named undersecretary of the Synod of Bishops.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Two inspiring stories have recently taken the internet by storm. The first is a photo of a firefighter reading to a young girl at an accident scene. That photo has gone viral. Montana firefighter Ryan Benton recently showed a very different side of his profession when he was captured calmly reading to a young girl after a car crash. The image is particularly captivating as it shows a stark contrast to what we might expect from a frightening scene like that, a moment of calm among the drama. It's a really beautiful photograph with this young girl just sitting in the lap of this firefighter. The storytelling was photographed by a fellow firefighter who posted it on the Billings firefighter's Instagram page. While Benton didn't wish to comment about the photo, a fellow engineer has shared, "We're going to take care of the job we're doing there first. That's our first priority. But there are a lot of times after, like the story you saw in the social media post, that firefighter, Ryan, he was there. They were cleaning up the car accident, and so he took it upon himself to take the time to make those kids feel safe." Unknown to many, for the last few years, fire trucks have actually come with book bags supplied by Rimrock Credit Union and Osborne Books to lend some reassurance to kids in traumatic situations. The book bags were an idea to bring some calm into their lives, to bring sensibility into a really stressful situation. There's a lot that goes on that they may not understand or that they're just overwhelmed by. That can kind of bring them a sense of normalcy in a really terrible situation. Interestingly, by calming the kids with book reading, the adults gain a sense of calm too. The second post to have grabbed everyone's attention is a post by actor Chris Pratt, who has a very religious solution to finding a spouse. Pratt has been very open about his relationship with his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, and the two seem to exude love and happiness. In a recent Instagram post, which depicts the pair looking very much in love, the 42-year-old doesn't only address how much he loves his wife, but also where they met. And unusually for a Hollywood star, it was at church. The post was full of love, humor, and a little bit of worthy matrimonial advice. "Guys, for real," Pratt says. "Look how she's looking at me. I mean, find you somebody that looks at you like that, you know? We met in church," Pratt continues. "She's given me an amazing life. Maybe, like Pratt, you have or will meet your spouse in church."
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.